learning the sugya of Moitzi Shemra with Pirish Rashi. We didn't really touch the Pirish HaTosfos, the Pirish HaBeinuTam, on the whole sugya. Tonight we'll do a little bit of HaBeinuTam. The whole HaBeinuTam is very complicated. We'll just do parts of the HaBeinuTam that are relevant for us, halacha lemaisa. So just to review again, the Rashi Prakim, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Sichta starts off by drawing the distinction between Advin Torah and Dini Mamonis as opposed to Mishpat and Dini Nefashis, that a Bezna Dini Nefashis requires 23 Dayan, and Advin Torah and Dini Mamonis is sufficient with 3 Dayan. And then in the case of Anisim Mefata is Dini Mamonis, it's a Knas, so it's sufficient with Bezna Shloshim. What about Moitzi Shemra? So all of a sudden by Moitzi Shemra there's a Machloikah Satanai. Rambeir says that it's Dini Mamonis is sufficient with 3 Dayan. And then in the case of Anisim Mefata is Dini Mamonis, it's a Knas, so it's sufficient with Bezna Shloshim. What about Moitzi Shemra? So all of a sudden by Moitzi Shemra there's a Machloikah Satanai. Rambeir says that it's Dini Mamonis, so it's sufficient with Shloshim. And the Chachamim say Moitzi Shemra needs Esim Shloshim. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. What's the Nekudas of Machloikas? Why should the Chachamim require 23? So here there's a Machloikas Rashi and Rabbi Natam. When the whole sugya talks about the Machloikas Rameir and the Chachamim, the Rameir says the Moitzi Shemra is the Shloisha. What do the words mean, Moitzi Shemra? So Rashi came up with it. I ain't following. Poshe Pshat, the way Rashi explained the Gemara. Moitzi Shemra means the man says that his wife was Mazana. And the din is that he's Neman Mahafsidu Ksubasa. That's not what the word Moitzi Shemra means all over Shas. Moitzi Shemra all over Shas means Evi Habal Eidim Sheishtoi Zinso. During Erisin, the traditional case of Moitzi Shemra, as it appears in the Chumash, is that the husband brings a set of witnesses, a pair of witnesses who testify that the wife was Mazana during Erisin. And now the husband just had Nisuin. And he starts living with his wife, and he says, "La matzasi le bitcha psulin." He brings his edim, and he says she was mizana during erisin, and he's trying to kill her, and also be mafsid her ksuda. Well, she's going to get an einish misa for being mizana during erisin, and she's also going to lose her ksuda because an eishes ish is in, so there's not allowed to remain married with her husband, so she's responsible for ruining the marriage. And then if Haiti. If the girl's father, or if anybody will bring Edim, the two Edim will come forward, usually it's in the interest of the girl's father to protect his daughter. So if two Edim will come along, it doesn't have to be Dafke Aviha Naira. If two Edim come into Bezin and the Mazin, the Edi Habal, and it turns out that they told a lie, so then the Torah has the following penalty. The first pair of Edim were trying to give an einish misa to the girl for being mezaneh. So lasisim lo kasher zalim lasis le'achav. That's number one. That's in Parshas Edim Zeneh. But now in Parshas Moitzi Shemra, that's not mentioned here in this Parshas Moitzi Shemra. Parshas Moitzi Shemra, it says the Yisro also that the Bezin gives a malchus. We know that the Yisro also means malchus based on Gzeirah Shavah. The Yisro also, the Yonshro also, Meir Ketzev. Three part einish to the Baal, the husband. Having brought, what is the husband shuldig? What is he supposed to know? So the Gemara says, no, we learn out from a pasuk. The husband only gets this three-part einash if we can ascertain later on that he bribed the Edom to give Edah Sheker, to testify falsely that his wife was Mazana during Erisin. So then if he bribed the witnesses, he paid the money in order that they should give Edah Sheker, so then he deserves an einash. So number one, the Yisroosi, give him Malchus. Number two, he has to pay Meislam to Rabbi Naira. Number three, he's stuck with this girl. Even if he wants to divorce her, he can't. Usually, if a man wants to divorce his wife, if he gives her the get Bal Korcha, he's allowed to divorce a Bal Korcha. And here he's not allowed to divorce her unless she agrees. These are the three parts to the Yonisha. That's usually what we refer to when you speak of a Moitzi Shemra. Means a man who brought Edim Sheishta Zinsa during Erisin, and he times now after Nisuin, after he's living with his wife, Lematzasi Lebitcha Psulin, and he brings the Edim, and then Bo Eide Ha'av Hizimun, Le Eide Habal, so the first Kat Edim get Oinish Misa based on Kasha Zama, and the Baal gets the three part Oinish. So that's one of the major Kashas on Dab Chesam and Aleph, is the long Tosfos Dibra Maaskal Moitzi Shemra, where Rabbi Natan has about 10 Kashas against Rashi's Pirish, One of the major kashas is this one, the world book kashas. But one of the main kashas is, how does Rashi translate the words Moitzei Shemra? That the husband says his wife was Mizane. The husband said the wife was Mizane during Gerison. Abal Neman Loima Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. His Neman Lahapsidik Subasa. So that's what we call Moitzei Shemra. Moitzei Shemra usually means that it turned out later on that it was false. According to Rashi, it doesn't turn out that it's false. The Baal is Neman to say Pesach Pasuch Matzasi Lahapsidik Subasa. How do you call that Moitzei Shemra? So that's what prompts the Rabbi and Tam to learn the whole sugya from top to bottom, the whole month and a half that we were learning this sugya from Chesam and Aleph till Tesam and Days, all the different Ukimtas and more, all the Pshatim and the Mishnah. Rabbi and Tam learns everything that it goes on Moitzei Shemra. It goes on the din of Moitzei Shemra. Then at the end of the long Tesis on Chesam and Days, the last two lines, and the last two, three lines of Yushalmi, Matzah Rashbo, as the Rash Mishans. Rash Mishans was the Talmud of Rabbi Natan. So he says, Yerushalmi, if I'm plukta damaroi, how to interpret the Mishnah? One opinion of Yerushalmi is like Rashi, one opinion of Yerushalmi is like the Rabbi Natan. Ikan in the forest plukta linyik stupid, kin in the forest de kuntras, some are like Rashi. Ikan in the forest linyik mei sloim, kin in the forest Rabbi Natan. So it's two legitimate pshatim in Yerushalmi. Fine. So getting back, so that's number one. The Rabbi Natan learns the whole Gemara Taki goes on Moitzei Shemra. But then, when you get involved in the details, towards the end of the Tosfos Chesam and Aleph, and it's repeated again on Chesam and Beis, and the Tosfos Behevi Ha'avedim, so the Rabbi Natan gets involved over here. If you'll interpret the Gemara that it's referring to a traditional case of Moitzei Shemra as is described in Ksubas, the Hainu, like we described before, it says in the Chumash, that the girl's father disproves the husband. The husband says, Lo matzasi lebitcha psulim. And then it says, the father says, Ve'elu psula viti. He says, no, my daughter was a psula, you're telling a lie. Of course, you hasim lo le'eni haskeni. And they spread out the sheet, or the dress, in front of their dayona. What do you mean they spread out the dress? What does that mean? So the Chazal say it's just a melitza. More has a machloek satanai, but the way we usually learn, it's just a melitza means dvar mechuvarim kisimbo. In the days of the Tanakh, usually a dress used to be white. It was unusual that they used to have colored dresses. A normal dress would be white without any color. So that's why they say, Dvarim Mechuvarim Kisimlo. And it says in the Chumash, Uforsu Hasimlo Le'en Askenin, means the girl's father proves conclusively that the husband was telling a lie. How does he prove conclusively? How did the husband prove in the first case that, in the first place, how did the husband prove that she was Mizana? How did the father prove conclusively it's not true? The husband proved that she was Mizane, Lamatzos, and Bitchim Sumim, not Glatatayne. He brought to Adam Shazinsu. And then, if the father brings to Adam Homajim, the Eri Abel, God says, the first one has sin law, Lien has Canaan. He demonstrates Dvorim, Mukhavorim, Kisin law, Siklor Viditov, that she was not Mizane because they're Majim, the first Kate. So the Rabbi Natan over here learns that the Gemara is not talking about he says the word Moitzei Shemra means that Chiyav Tashlum in the Meir Kesef. But he says he can't say that the case was one where you were mazim the Eidei Habal, because the way he learns in the Gemara, Yechoshish, that maybe more Eidim will come again later and we'll have again a case of Din and Nefoshes. So how can it be that Yechoshish Eidim are going to come if we were just mazim the Eidei Habal? So maybe more Eidim are going to come today. First of all, it's so far-fetched that you have two Eidim who testified that Anashish was Mazan. The Gemara says in Gittin, that's Nusas Lo Shchicha. What it means, Nusas Lo Shchicha? Unfortunately, there are a lot of women who are Mizana while they're married. Nusas Lo Shchicha, Taisa says, that you have Edim on this Nus. That's very highly unlikely. So, Noch Yechad B'Choshish, there's going to be another two Edim. Two Edim came today, and then we're Mazim the two Edim, say, Choshish, another two Edim going to come. That's extremely far-fetched. So the Rabbi and Tam says, it cannot be talking about a case that we were Mazim. We were mazim the first kat edim and mechoshish that maybe another pair of edim are going to come. After you mazim the edim, you choshish. It cannot be that we were mazim. So how do you have a chiyuv Moitzei Shemra? If you weren't mazim the edim habal, how are you going to have a chiyuv Moitzei Shemra? According to the Rabbi Natan, according to this opinion in Yerushalmi, that you're talking about the chiyuv Meir Kesef. Rabbi Natan comes up with an einfall of a chiddush that Tosfos is very unhappy about. He says, you don't have to be mazim the edim habal, that the Baal should be Chayv Meir Kesef. If Hukhishu, Olokivnei. Take a look in the Loshan on Chesamid Aleph, five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. Avol behukchushu olokivnei dusam. If you were mazim the first cat that the husband brought, then you're not choishes, you're not concerned. Maybe another pair of eidim going to come. But if it's hukchushu olokivnei dusam, then akati epshelias the kushta habiku. I mean, maybe another pair of eidim will come. And Tosfos repeats it again later on. What do you mean hukchushu? So the Ran, the Chiddush Ran, adds on here to Rabbi Natan. What does he mean? Hukchushu. I mean, the first two witnesses, the husband brings two witnesses who testify that the Naira Hamarasa was Mazana during Erisin, and then the father brings two witnesses who are Makhish. They say that it's not true. We were there and it's not true. She was not Mazana. So the Ran says that cannot be. Hukchushu means Trey, what we usually call it more two Adam testifying, contradicting the other two Adam. It's Trey. So how can you say that the Baal has to pay Meir Kesef? Maybe he's Adam Ataka telling the truth. How can you say that the Baal has to pay Meir Kesef? So the Ran says, obviously, that's not what the Rabbi Natan is talking about. A hakosh of Trey. Hukrosh means Ikrishu Zeh, that the two witnesses contradicted each other. About this man of the Mokum. One of them said it happened on Wednesday night, one of them said it happened on Thursday night. When was the Ishishish Mazan? When was the Naira Hamaras Mazan? So that's what the Rabbi Natan means. Hukrishu means if they contradicted, the one Erechot contradicted the other Erechot. Or Lokivnei Dusam means they said any Yadaya. That's what he means. That's just on the Tirush Amilas. But he says the Rabbi Natan would never go so far to say that even if it's Trey, the Eri Habal, the husband brings two witnesses who testify that his wife was Mazana when she was in Naira Hamarasa, and then two witnesses come and they're Makkish, and you have a tray, you're going to say, according to Rabbi Natan, that the Baal pays Meir Kesef, that can't be. The Rabbi Natan would never say that. So, but what did Rabbi Natan say? If the two Edim of the Baal said any Yodaya, or they're Makkish each other in his Mana Mokoyim, then the Baal has to pay Meir Kesef. So, this is also a Pella. Tosfos on Amud Beis says, that is very wild. With the Tosfos on Amud Beis, he says the Taina against the Rabbi Natan. Aval Nira Doichik, it's about 8-9 lines from the end of the long Tosfos Behavi. So they write the Losh in one line, Abul Nira Doichik Mashapirish Abinatam the Hakosha Baloy Hazama Machaiv Meyaslon. That's a very weak point in the Pirish Abinatam, that if the Baal brings two Edom Shazinso, Ishtoi, and the Edom are Makhish each other, and it's not about the facts. They both say, the two Edom say she was in Zana, and both say they were there together, but one says it happened on Wednesday night on Matzoi Tu Bishvat, the other one says, no, it happened on Tuesday night, Leil Tu Bishvat. But they both say the same thing. They just argue when it happened. So the Rabbi Natan says, that's enough for me, Mechayv, the Baal Meir Kesef. Or if the Yedim say any Yedeya. So that's what the Baal Yatesis find hard to believe. How can that be? The Gemara Ksuba says you need, or Froso has similarly in his game. You have to be Mevarat. Mevarazan means with Hazama. How can it be? So that's a weak point of the Rabbi Natan. All right? It's a problem. Not only is that a problem, there's another interesting point here. What's the halacha taka if witnesses come, Edom come on a case, let's say a case of din nefashos, and the two witnesses, the Bezin says, when did it happen, where did it happen? They say, we don't remember exactly when it happened. Eh, it's last year sometime. We're not sure. Sometime in the winter, they're not sure when. So it's no good. So if they say any day, they contradict each other, Zavada, that is no good. So what's the halacha in such a case? You say, we were mekabel the Edus, but you can't paskin based on the Yedis because there's lack of Rishon HaChakira. Or do you say the Vort is no, you were never Mekabel the Yedis in the first place. The Kabbalah Yedis didn't get off the ground. So the Rabbi Natan obviously holds over here that if you Mekabel Edim and they contradict each other, Hukrishu, or the Kivnu Edusim, the way the Ran says means that they say any Yedaya, that it is to face the Kabbalah Yedis because the Baal is not going to be Chayav Meir Kesef of Moitzi Shemra. If he never brought Edom, or if he attempted to bring Edom, but the Bezin was never Mekabeli Edom, I heard that the Rabbi Natan has to agree that the only time the Baal is Chayav Meir Kesef is if he brought Edom and the Bezin was Mekabeli Edus, And then it fell through. Then his case fell through. And Tosis can't believe that that's true either. What do you mean it fell through? You have to be mazin the Aiden. So that's the weak point of the Rabbi Natan. You have to be mekabel the Aiden, and then the case falls through. But if you're not even mekabel the Aiden, there's nothing to discuss. So Gemara, the Ramam Shita is that if the Aiden say any Yodeya, or if they're makrish each other, that there was no Drisha v'chakira, so the Chalal does no Kabbalah say this. That's a condition in the Kabbalah say this. If they don't give this man and Rochman, say any Yodeya, so there's nothing to discuss. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos later, how to read a Gemara. It's hard to believe. That's already that's too much of a chiddush. I doubt it. It's the pashtus. The Rabbeinu Tam himself is very schwer. Places can't believe it. It's very schwer. But to say that even if he doesn't bring any edim at all, it's very schwer. I don't know. Here on Daf Mem Malaf on the base, there's the top tesis on Daf Mem Malaf on the base, quotes Rashi, and I'm asking with Rashi. On Daf Mem Malaf on the base, the Gemara is commenting on a Mishnah. The Mishnah gives a case where there were three witnesses, and two of them, in a case of Din and Nefashis, and two of the Eidim, and Bezna interrogates each one of the Eidim separately, Zeh Shalag Yif Nei Zeh. Otherwise they're going to give a Drisha V'Chakira in the presence of each other, so take the Mishnah. So that's not what kind of a Drisha V'Chakira is that. You have to see if they're all saying the same thing. In fact, there's a Gemara, it's talking an important Gemara, and Daf, the Gemara has on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the last 30 lines on the Omud, so the Gemara says that, let's say, when you have a Din Torah of Dini Mominis, so you bring in the two Eidim, let's say. So you interrogate the Eidim, Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh. You're not going to interrogate them, Zeh Bifnei Zeh. Of course they're going to say the exact same thing. The second Eid is going to hear what the first Eid says, he's going to make sure that he doesn't contradict them. So obviously you interrogate the witnesses, not in the presence of each other. Then the Brisa says, and if Bezin later on decides that they have to make a Gemar Din, Lechiyu, so they have to be Mekabel Yedus all over again. What have to be Mekabel Yedus all over again? So the Gemara says, it's a Machlokes HaTanami Taka Paskin, they don't have to be Mekabel all over again. In Din in Nefashis, the Din requires that the two witnesses have to constitute a Kat. So they have to testify Turkey the Dibur of each other. So originally, when the Bezin is Mekabel Eidus, they're not Mekabel Zeh Bifnei Zeh. Mekabel Zeh Shalai Bifnei Zeh, in order to make a Drisha V'Chakira. So then you didn't really have Shnei Eidim Mitzurach Miyachad. They didn't know two Eidim testified Techtei Dibur of each other. So then, in Dibur Nefoshes, everybody agrees that if you want to make a Chiyuv, you want to make a Gemar Din L'Chiyuv, you have to have the Eidim testify all over again Techtei Dibur of each other. That's in Dibur Nefoshes. In Dibur Mominis, there's a Machloike Satanai. Do you require that the Eidim should testify Techtei Dibur of each other or not? So we pass them, they don't have to. So this Braisa, that's what the Gemara says. Gomra Sadovar, the Gemara starts with a caption from the Mishnah. Gomra Sadovar, when Bezin is about to make a Gemar Din, that's on Lamed Amud Aleph, around 30 lines from the back, 25 lines from the back. Gomra Sadovar, Bezin is about to make a Gemar Din, Hoy Machnisim Oysim, they bring them in again. The Gemara says, who do they bring in again? Who is outside, who are they bringing in again? So the Gemara says, it doesn't refer to the Bali Dinim, it means it refers to the Eidim, and it's against Rav Nosson, and we talk, don't pass them like this Mishnah, we pass them like Rav Nosson, the Tanya. Eine dusim, two lines later, Eine dusim is kayem is bebez nasha yeiru shneim ki echor. The witnesses have to testify to the Dibur of each other, even in Dini Mominis. And Rav Nosson Aymer, you see the tiny letter test, that's how we pass like Rav Nosson. Shom in dvorv shel zeh hayom, kshel v'chavir lamochor, shom in ez dvorov. That the Eidim and Dini Mominis do not have to testify to the Dibur of each other. It's only required in Dini Nefashis. Dini Nefashis, you need a kat Eidim. In Dini Mominis, all you need are two Eid Echots. So if you have two Eidech, it's also good. So there's no need that they should testify Tech the Dibur of each other. The Yerushalmeach has a whole discussion. What about Kiddush HaChodesh? What about Kiddush HaChodesh? He wants to say Kiddush HaChodesh should be like Din and Nefashis. The Kzois and Nesivus have the Machlokes. What about Knas? Knas should also be like Din and Nefashis, that you would require that they should testify Tech the Dibur of each other. So here the Gemara has a discussion on Mem Aleph Omid Beis. On Mem Aleph Omid Beis, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. Three witnesses came to Bezin. And Bezin interrogates each one separately to make a Drisha V'Chakira. So the first eight echad, Reuven and Shimon and Levi. So the first eight echad in the case, he knows all the information. Second eight echad gives all the information. The third one, everything stims with what the first two said, but they ask him, when did it happen? It's vague, he doesn't remember. Sometime, perhaps 2 months ago, he doesn't remember exactly the date. So it's no good. He says, any day on Zman HaMakom is no good. So it's no good, but you have three witnesses. So Dalmei Hacha, forget about the third witness. The first two witnesses do know all the information. Everything stimmt. You made a Dirish V'Chakira, Zeh Shaloi B'Fnei Zeh. So let's give by Nishmisa. So let's have them testify again, Zeh B'Fnei Zeh, Terche the Dibra of each other, and we'll give the Nishmisa. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, you do give an Nishmisa in such a case. If you had three witnesses, and two of them gave all the correct information, the third one said, Eni Adeya, on some of the Zman and the Mok. So the Mishnah says, you do give Din in the Fasha. So the Gemara says, it's Deloi, Kirebi Akiva. The Mishnah is the like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that there's a din of Nimtze Echa Mehem Karv Apostle, Eidus Kulam B'Telo. That we just had on Testament Aleph. The Gemara quoted from the Mishnah and Makis, that Rosh from the Pasuk, that there's Aloch, if you have three witnesses and one of them is no good, so you say Nimtze Echa Mehem Karv Apostle, Eidus Kulam B'Telo. So Rashi and Taisu is there on Mehem Aleph on the base, the top Taisu. Rashi and Taisu both learn the same shot. Once you pass from the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, that there's a din of nimtzechem and eidim karv apostle, that's what we pass. Rabbi Akiva means because the first Tana didn't say, Rabbi Shimon never mentioned that there's any such din of nimtzechem and eidim karv apostle. Maybe he doesn't believe in such a din. Maybe he just holds out shiazom akulam, that's why it says shnaim ofi shtosh eidim. So Rabbi Akiva developed this din of nimtzechem and eidim karv apostle, so according to Rabbi Akiva's din, this case taka, there would be no enish misam. If you have three eidim, and two of them gave all the information, and the third one says, Eini Yodea, on this man, so it turns out that Eid Echad is no good. The one who says, Eini Yodea, is an Eid Ashi at the Yochel Azimah, because he doesn't know about this man in the Machen. So Eid Ashi at the Yochel Azimah is no good, so not only is he no good, the other two Eidim are also no good because of the Allah, and Nimit Sech, and Eidim Kar Apostle, Eid is Kul Mateva. So the Mishnah that says that you do give by Nishmiso is Keman, Beloike Rabbi Akiva. It's against Rabbi Akiva Shita. Because according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, if you say Nimtze Echem Eid and Korba Pas Eid is Kulam B'Telo, there wouldn't be any Oynish Misihi. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that if you have three Eidim and Hilchos Eidus, he quotes the Mishnah, if you have three Eidim, and one of them says Eini Adeh and the other two give this man a Makom, so you give the Oynish Misihi based on the two. All right, but the Rambam passes the din of Rabbi Akiva, there is a halach of Nimtze Echem Eid and Korba Pas Eid is Kulam B'Telo. So the Lecha Mishnah says on the Rambam, Lecha Mishnah points out the Rambam disagrees with Rashi and Taisus. The Lecha Mishnah points out the Rambam must have learned the Gemara differently. When it says, Keman Deloike, Rabbi Akiva doesn't mean the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. It means that it has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's din. That the din of Korav Apostle has absolutely no application whatsoever in this case. Why doesn't it apply over here? So the Pashtus is, the Beis HaLevi has a long piece on this in his Tshuvas. The Pashtus is because Nimtze Echem Re'im Korv Apostle only applies when you have three witnesses, Bezna is Mekabel all three, and one of them is an Eid Apostle. What if you have, we gave the Moshe, what if you had three witnesses and one of them turns out to be a Behemoth? So that's not Nimtze Echem Re'im Korv Apostle. What if you had three people, one of them is a Ganef, and they all come to Bezna, and Reuven gives Eidus and Shimon gives Eidus, then they ask the Ganef, what do you have to say? He says, I wasn't even there. I have nothing to say about the guy. I wasn't even there. I don't know anything. So that's called Nimtze Echem Eidim Korv Apostle. If he says he wasn't there, he doesn't know anything about it. So it's Nishkin Eid. He never gave a Hakadosh Eid. So what if the third Eid, who was the Ganef for the Korv, what if the third Eid tells over the whole story, the same as the first two? But when the Bezna asks him on the Zman HaMakom, he says Eini Yodea. So the Rambam Sheet is, if he say Eini Yodea on the Zman HaMakom, that's the equivalent as saying Eini Yodea. I don't know anything about anything. I wasn't there. The Kabbalah Seder doesn't get off the ground if you don't give Zman HaMakom. Not that he's an Eid and it's a Pasul Eid because it's Eid Shehiyat Yochel Azim. That's not the Vort. The Vort is an Eid who doesn't give Zman HaMakom. It says in the Chumash, with the Rashta V'Chakarta V'Shalta Heitev. Those seven Lashonos, it says, by one case it says three Lashonos, in one case it says two Lashonos, in one case it says two Lashonos, and the Gemara says, you add up the 3 + 2 + 2 is equal to 7. That's the mocker that there are 7 questions on the Zman HaMakom and the Drisha L'Chakira. So the Gemara says that if they say Eini Yodea, that's no good. So the Beis HaLevi points out in the Rambam Shita, the Rambam understands, Eidim is say Eini Yodea, the Bezna has no right to be Mekabel in the first place. There's no Kabbalah says, it never gets off the ground. Hi, the Gemara said that it's Eidish Yatiach Lazim. No, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said a different thing. The Gemara said, why is it that if the witnesses contradict each other, let's say, last week we learned the case of Ben Zakkai. Avichai Ben Zakkai is Chiddush. That if the witnesses say that he murdered him under an apple tree, and then the Bezin asks, well, were the apples green or were the apples red, or what kind of apples? Were they juice apples? Were they eating apples? Whatever. And the witnesses contradict each other. So even though such an insignificant thing is totally unrelated to the murder, so Ben Zakkai said that if you have a hakosha in Bedikas, it passes. What if the Bezin asks, what kind of apples were they? Red apples, green apples? What if they say any adeya? So any adeya for sure is good. Any adeya in Bedikas, there never was machlokes. That for sure is good. Only if there's a hakosha in Bedikas. So then Ben Zakkai came up with the chiddush that it invalidates the eders, and the other tanoim didn't hold like that. That was the machlokes Ben Zakkai and everybody else. So the Gemara wants to know, Maishna Bedikas and Maishna Chakiris, how come if the Edom say any day in Zmanam Okoim, we say it's not acceptable, and how come if they say any day in Bedikas, it is acceptable? So the Gemara says, no, this is Edish Iyat Yochel Azimo, and that's Edish At Yochel Azimo. So the Rashi and the Tosis understood that if Edom testify, they say the whole story. Reuven Harge, Shimon, Eishish, Zinso, and everything. They tell over the whole story. But then when the Bezin asks about the Zmanam Okoim, they say any day, so Rashi and Tosis learned, does Heista HaGodah say this? It's considered, they told over the story. If a man comes into Bezin and he says, I don't know anything about anything, I wasn't there, I just came to watch it, that's not called an aid. But if the man comes and he does tell over the story, he tells over the Sefer HaMaisa, he's called an aid. If he doesn't know, there's Zman HaMokim, so that's it's an aid puzzle. It's called an aid of Shehi Ati Ochel Azim. If he doesn't tell you Zman HaMokim, so you can never disprove him by saying, Imono HaYisim HaMokim Acher. He can never prove that he wasn't there. He didn't tell you where it happened, or he didn't tell you when it happened. So it's a psul of Eidish Iyati Yochel Azima. The Rambam did not learn the Gemara like that. The Rambam understood differently that if the Edim say any day and Zman HaMokim, so there's no Kabbalah Seder, doesn't get off the ground at all. That's how the Beis HaLevi explains this Rambam. The Kabbalah Seder doesn't get off the ground. So Freg the Gemara, so why not say the same thing in Bedikas? Just like in Chakiris, if the Yedim say any Adeya, so it's considered as if there had not been any Kabbalah status whatsoever. They say the same in Bedikas as well. Just like if they contradict each other what color the apples were, so it invalidates the Yedim. So if they say any Adeya, also say it invalidates. And for the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Zman and Mokam are so important, it can lead Lidei Hazoma. So therefore it's considered an essential Chelik, it's considered Gufa Shaledis. So if they say any adem zman hamokim, not that it's possible because Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. No, it's considered kilo loynis kapla ha'edis at all. The kabbalah Eidis doesn't get off the ground. As opposed to bedikas is not that crucial. That can never lead up to hazama. So since it's not that crucial, so if the Eidim say any adem, that's not considered chosa de gufa shel Eidis. But any adeya in zman hamokim, it's not that there was a niskabla ha'edas, but it's a paslus because of Eidish Yad Yochel Azim. Not the way Rashi and Tosis learn on the top of Mem Aleph and Beis. The Rambam learns pshat that if they say Eine Deir Zman HaMokim, the Kabbalah's Eidas never got off the ground. So according to the Rambam, the whole Rabbi Natam doesn't get off the ground. This Rabbi Natam says the Eidim, the 280 Habal came and they said the Naira HaMaros was Mizana, and the Eidim said Eine Adeya and Zman HaMokim. Edom would say, any idea is man amokim, is kilo lo even is kablo haedis at all, according to the Rambam. So there was no kabbalah haedis, unless one is prepared to say, like he suggests, unless one is prepared to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that just the husband claims his wife was mizana with no proof at all, said it's also din amaytzi shemra. That wouldn't appear so from the Tosis, because they keep on hacking that he brought Edom, and the Edom said zinsa, but they said, either lo kivnu edusa means any idea, and there's man amokim, or hukhishu means that they contradict to each other. On the Zman HaMokim. But if he didn't bring Edom at all, it sounds like even Rabbi Natan would agree that there wouldn't be any din of Moiti Shema, Alpi Pashtas. So this is the Rabbi Natan sheet that this Tosfos corresponds with the Tosfos later, Mem Aleph and Beis. That's the sheet that's Rashi the Tosfos. The Edom who say any day Zman HaMokim, it is a Kabbalah Seidus, except that it's a apostle. So therefore, the din of Korah of apostle would apply. If you had three Edom, and one of them is an Eid Shat Yochel Azima, that would invalidate the whole Edom. So this is the Rabbeinu Tam. Then Tosis continues. Towards the end of the long Tosis on Ches and Beis, Tosis continues. They raise the following problem. They raise the following problem. by the Rashi Tevis Tzadik Lama, the Tzichim Loim, the Pirush Avin Tam, the two Rashi Tevis next to each other, he points out like this. It says in the Chumash that the Einish of Moiti Shemra has three parts. The punishment that you give the husband has three parts. The Yisro also, the Onsho also Meir Kesev, but Lo Yisri Elisha. You give the husband Malkus, regular Malkus Deraisa, you make him pay Meir Sloim, Meir Shkolim, and Veloy Seel Yishol Leyuchal Leshalcha Kol Yom. So the Rabbi Natan makes a premise over here, makes an assumption that I don't think is discussed anywhere in the Gemara. What's the din, Lamosha? There's a din also Veloy Seel Yishol by Oynes too. There are three cases. There's Oynes, there's Mefat, there's Maisi Shema. So by Oynes, there's a din of also Veloy Seel Yishol Leyuchal Leshalcha Kol Yom. There's also such a din. What's the din, let's say, a man is Ma'anis Havuala Choysa. A man is Ma'anis' his sister. There will not be a din of Eloi Seeli Yisha. The Torah is not going to say he has to marry her. Even if she's dying to marry her brother, it's the Hanisa Koris. Or even, let's say, a Koin is Ma'anis a Grusha. There's no Koris, there's only an Isa Lab. The Torah will not say Eloi Seeli Yisha. The Gemara says, Adarabba, the Isha Haruyaloi. Isha Haruyaloi, she's an Isha Shein Haruyaloi, so there's no din of Eloi Seeli Yisha. That's a double portion. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Eilon Arish Yeshlam Knasa, Bala Choysei. Even though there's no din of Eloi Seeli Yisha, but you have the knas of chamishim kesef. By Yonis and the fat is chamishim. By Tishema you pay meyo kesef. So the Mishnah says beferish. Sigimot, it's possible to have the penalty of paying the chamishim kesef of Yonis, even though you don't have the other part of the punishment, the Ainu Veloisi Elish. You can have the Yonish of the Mammon, even by Nisha Psuva, even though you're not going to have the Yonish of Veloisi Elish. What's the din? But that's a Mishnah. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim there, the beginning of Eilun Aris. What would be the din by Moitzi Shemra? Let's say a kohen is married to a kohen marries a grusha, and then he tainis Pesach Pasoch Matzasi, and he brings witnesses that she was Mazana during Erisin. The din is Kiddushin Atofsin. If a kohen marries a grusha, the Kiddushin Atofsin, she is an Eishesish. He has to get rid of her. He's not allowed to live with her, and he's not allowed to remain married with her. He has to give her a get. But Kozman, that he's still married to her, she is an Eshesish, and she's not allowed to be Mazana. She'll be Chayv Nisa if she's Mazana. So what would be the din in such a case? Kohen married a Grusha, Kedusha Natofsin, and then he claims that she was Pesel Pasulch Matzos, and he brings witnesses that she was Mazana during Erisin, and then you mazin the Eidu. So would you make the husband pay the Moitzi Shemra? Would you make the husband pay the Moitzi Shemra money, knowing that it's not shach to have a Loisi Elish? He's not allowed to live with her once. It's a chakoyim begrusha. He's not allowed to live with her. So Rabbi Natam writes a dover poshut. Nobody forced him into this. Rabbi Natam toisa se'adzan. It's a chumayim with the pirush. Rabbi Natam shehi muteres lebailo. In the case, this Rabbi Natam came up a chidish, agabi chidish, agabi chidish. Everything is just fantastic over here. It's unbelievable. The Bali HaTosis can't believe how far the Rabbi Natam went. He didn't accept Rashi, so he had to dray over the whole Gemara. The tainus of Rabbi Natam is starke tainus. Why does Rashi call it Moitzi Shema? Hefsek Ksuba is not called Moitzi Shema. So it's a very strong tainus. But the way that Rabbi Natam learns, he's forced into adopting such difficult positions. So Taisa says they never heard such a thing. So Rabbi Natam, first of all, says the husband brings two Edim who said Eni Adeya. They said Ishto Zinsa during Erisin, but they said Eni Adeya Nizmanam Okmo. He Chishit Zeh Echad Es Hasheni. So even though they were never huzmu, since any adeya they said makfish each other, so the Baal is very chai me'ekes. The chiddush number one that the Baal Yates is fine hard to believe. Doichik, I'm near doichik, mashem koish Rabbi Natan. But then Rabbi Natan adds on chiddush agabi chiddush. He assumes for Dovah Poshu, it doesn't make sense that the husband has to pay me'ekes if the isha is asura lo, shteitach and chumash. The onshu osa mea kesef eloi seel isha has to go together. Why does he assume it has to go together? I don't know. So by Yoinis we know it doesn't go together. It's the chamishnah. Eilu narish yeshlam knas abo ala choysa. It doesn't go together. You can have a chiv to pay the chamishin of Yoinis without having the penalty of eloi seel isha. But here the Rabbi Natam Tosis assumes that by Moitzi Shemra it does go together. I don't know of any gemara. He assumes it goes together. So they say, so how can it be that the husband has to pay... The husband has to pay meyor kesef, but if the need for drisha v'hakira is only in order to give einish misa, but in order to ask the seita labayla, you don't need drisha v'hakira. Let's say erechem nemen b'isurim. My wife gives me supper and she gives me chicken. She says it's kosher, so I have to interrogate her. Ask her, when did you hear from the butcher that it's kosher? When did you buy it? Yesterday, last week. She doesn't remember. She knows that it's kosher. That's all. She doesn't remember whether she bought it in the store or someone delivered it. She doesn't remember. So you're going to say it's no good because she said any day on this man and the mokka. No, there's no need for drisha v'chakira. And in echad nelad b'isur. She says, I know it's kosher. Pratik. She's not mechuyev to remember all the details how she knows that it's kosher. She knows it's kosher. Good. Here the shad is like this. In order to give an einish nisa to the yeshus ishes insa. That's the original pasuk in Chumash that it says in one place with the Rashi of Hakarta Rishalta Hatev, it says three times. The other place it says with the Rashi of Hakarta. The third place it says also with the Rashi of Rishalta. So you add up all the three psukim, adds up to seven. So you need seven Rishva Hakirin. Do you need Rishva Hakirin? Indeed, Mammon is also. So the Gemara says, yeah, Mishpatecha Giolachem, Ishva Kosev Mammon is the Nefashis. You also need good that pasuk that says Mishpatecha Giolachem. That says. Following the two psukim of mominus and nefashim. What about other things? What about saita labaila? We have a discussion whether the woman is a saita asur labaila or not. And the witnesses have come. They say we were there in the room and the woman was mezana tachas bala. Said Bezna asked, when did it happen? By yom balayla last week. They say they don't remember. They were so shocked. They don't remember when it happened. But they know bevadai this woman was mezana. So is she asur labaila or not? Is there a need for drisha v'chakira and eda saita less drisha labaila? Maybe I treat it like Yisra Beheta. It's not like Yisra Beheta in the sense, Eidech and Nevin be Surim. The Asur and Isha Labayla, Avadi, you need to wait it. And it's the Hadovah Shabiyerva. And Dovah Shabiyerva Pachas Mishnaim. That's the original Pasuk is, Kimotza Bo Erbaz Dova. A man divorces his wife, Kimotza Bo Erbaz Dova, because she was Mizana Tachtov, so the Gemara learns that, Dova Dova Mimom, and Avadi, you need to wait it. So it's not going to be the same as Eidech and Nevin be Surim, that's for sure not. But maybe it's similar in this sense, just like Eidech and Nevin Yisurim, there is no psukim. There are no psukim that indicate that you need Rishva Hakira. So maybe Eidech Saita Labayla, also maybe there's no need for Rishva Hakira by Eidech Saita Labayla. So Rabbi Natam has this case, Nachamo. The husband brings two Eidim who say the wife was Mizan, and the Eidim say any day and Mizman and Mokhama, they contradict each other. So the Eidim was accepted, but the Bezdin can't pass in an Einish Misa. So Rabbi Natan wants to know, she asu al baila or not? What about vis-a-vis Eidus Saito? If you don't need Rishva Hakira, so even though the Eidus falls through with respect to Misa, but it doesn't fall through with respect to Isa Saito al baila. So the Tesis assumes if the Isha's asu al baila with the Eidus, then it does make sense to say the husband has to pay the Meir Kesef, because it has to go together, Tesis assumes. You only have the Yonchros and Meir Kesef, you only have if it's a Veloy Seli Isha. If she's muteris elav, she's asu al abal. So just like you don't have a loisi liyisha, then you're not going to have the on shosa either. So the Tosis says it's sichem leim and a pirush al din etam. You have to assume that when there's no drisha lahakira, she muteris lebayla kishalakib neidus. When they say any adaya or kishu kishu, when they contradict each other, the lav hochi. If the din is that edus lesser saita lebayla, when they contradict each other, she does become asu al bayla. So the Mela, what is this based on? The Yesh Lilman Dikan, from here you can derive the following din, according to this Rabbi Natan. If two witnesses come and they testify that a woman was Mizana Tachas Baila, you can only ask her the Baila if you have Rishva Hakira, and the Eidah stims. The Bod, Rishva Hakira, the Yisrael Baila. Usvarahu, and they think it's correct, because in the Foshis and the Mammon is. You need Rishva Hakira, that's Mishpatecha Giolachem. And Dovisha Bierba is also the same as Mammonis and the Fashis, that Dovisha Bierba needs two Eidim Ksherim. Like Mammonis needs two Kosher Eidim, and the Fashis needs two Kosher Eidim. And Dovisha Bierba needs two Kosher Eidim. So whenever you need two Kosher Eidim, that's the halacha, Mishpatecha Giolachem. That's what Taisa says. It's Svaruhu. They think you don't need a pasuk. You can figure it out mitzad asor. Why? The Lagorim, Exelus Achavolos, that on the level of the rice, Echadidim Mammonis, Echadidim the Fashis, required Rishva Hakira. That's what Taisa says. We mentioned when we started the sugya that there's a famous tshuva in the Noda Yehuda, tshuva Ayin Beis, that he sent to the Becha David. The Maisa happened in his community, but he couldn't, before he moved to Prague, when the Baal Shem Tov still lived in the same little village. So there was an Esek that an Eishes Ish was Mazana, every other person in the community was Mazana with this Eishes Ish. And then they started a Gvia Seidus. 25 Adim came and they said, everybody was Mazana with the woman. But no one remembered when. They remembered Gori, unbelievable. He starts describing all the stories where this news was going on. But nobody remembered Klar when. So that's the shaila, the indeed rishon v'chakira. And then are other issues as well, whether the woman really becomes asur al baila or not. So the husband of the woman, it could pass kintavzich alein, that he's permitted to remain married with his wife. And he held that he's permitted to remain married with his wife. So these two tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov and the Nadi Yehuda, who were cousins at this, Mrs. Nadi Yehuda, I think, was a cousin with the Baal Shem Tov, they lived in the same village. So they were both very upset about this. So the family of the man was somehow kroivim l'malcha, so they got the government to make a declaration that whoever's going to say that the woman is a zayna, that she did something wrong, is going to sit in jail. So the Baal Shem Tov didn't know any kunsten, so he just announced in public, the woman is a zayna, and Shaina, and they chased him out of town. He had to leave town. And the Nadi Yehuda didn't, that was his panosa, he was the Rabban Akiva, so he couldn't say the woman is a zayna, didn't want them to put him in jail. So he wrote a tshuva to ask the woman, and he wrote the tshuva kiilu, the shayla came in marchakim. He wrote the tshuva to the Becha David, so he didn't want anybody to think that Becha David was a Sfardishi Rav in Constantinople, so he didn't want anybody to be choshed that it was someone from Constantinople. So he writes, the shayla came in marchakim from Ashkenazi community. It was his community. He said, the shayla came from Ashkenazi community, and he's consulting the Becha David what he has to say. So he digs a little bit, the Becha David didn't agree 100% with all the details that the Nadi Yehuda. So Nadi Yehuda has a long tshuva where he presents it that the husband, Gemen Ashtikal HaTam HaChochem, had 6 heterim. Why the wife is muteris. So he has a whole column and a half, for the 2.5 columns, stiras heterishin. Why the first heter is wrong. Then he has a long arich, stiras heter sheni, stiras heter shlishi, stiras heter, he says to all heterim. And then he comes, after he says to all the 6 heterim, a long, long tshuva, simanayim base. So he comes to the maskana, Ishizu asur lebailam mederaisa, and she has to get divorced, and there's no heter at all. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik told over that there's a story that tshuva was delivered to Constantinople. They didn't have regular mail, they couldn't just put a stamp on, put in the mailbox. So they had to get someone who was traveling over there. So there was someone who was traveling to Eretz Yisrael at that time, and he was going to, from Podolia, wherever he lived, he was going to Constantinople, going to take a ship to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Baal Shem Tov wrote his famous letter to his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yerushalmi Kitzeber, who already lived in Eretz Yisrael, about the Aliyas Neshama that he had at Pesach Rosh Hashanah, that he had a dream, I think, that he met the Melech HaMashiach, and he asked the Masa Yossi Mar, and he told him, Shefutza Mayna Secha Chutza, Mashiach said he's going to come when he will spread the message of Hasidus. So that famous letter was delivered by the same person. He stopped off in Constantinople to deliver the Tshuva Ayin Beis to the Becha David, and then he went further to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the letter to the Rav Gershon Kitzever about the Aliyas Neshama. The other letter was written by the Baal Shem Tov, and this letter was written by the Nadi Yehuda. They lived in the same village at that time. Anyway, so the Stiras Heterishon, the Stiras Hetersheni, is on this Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam holds Lahaloche. The Rabbeinu Tam holds here Lahaloche that in order to asim Isha Levaila, you have to have Risha Lechakira. And if the Yedim say any day on the Zman HaMokim, then the woman does not become Asura Levaila. So Nadi Yehuda says that's nice to see. That's what Tosfos says, but he says halacha l'mayim. He said we don't pass him like that. We don't accept this Rabbeinu Tam. We pass him halacha that the woman is asur al-baila, that you don't need Risha v'chakira. What's taka the issue? What's the issue? All right, with the psukim I understand. There is no pasuk. The pasuk that says we had on the first daf. That on the first daf in the Masechta here, the Gemara quoted the last on base on the base going over to Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the member of Rab Chanina, Devar Torah, Min HaTorah, Echadin Mamas, Echadin Nefashis, Bedrisha V'Hakira, and they write that they both need Drisha V'Hakira, even though the seven psukim that say that you need Drisha V'Hakira originally are only written by Din Nefashis, because we have this pasuk in Emor that says, Mishpatecha Giyolachem, which means that we're Mashve Mamanis in Nefashis. So granted, that pasuk in the end, the Parshas Emor, is written right after psukim that say, Makin Nevish Beni Shalmeno, then it says right after that, Mishpatecha Giyolachem. So the pasuk in Emor and Veikra Chav Dalet is only comparing Mamanis with Nefashim. So the pasuk doesn't say a word about Dovish Abiyarim. So on the one hand, you can say, well, it's all the same thing. Mamanis and Nefashim and Dovish Abiyarim are Mamish to Hainu Hach, that you need 2 kosher Eidim. How can you compare Soita Labaila to Eid Echad Namim Bisim? Eid Echad is good. My Soita Labaila Eid Echad is no good. Or on the other hand, you can say no, because there's no pasuk. So that's the pilpul with the psukim, with the alfusim. There is no pasuk, But mitzad asvara, which way does the svara lead you to say? Yeah, but what's the nekuda? What's the nekuda over here? What's the issue? So the pashtus is over here. The nekuda has to do like this. What's the gera hadin? What's the nature of the halacha that Eidim require drisha hakira in mominus and in nefashis? Is that a din in hilchas Eidus, or is that a din in hilchas Bezdin? Is it a din in Eidus that the Eidim have to give drisha hakira? Let's say according to the Rambam, where the Rambam said that the Eidim don't have drisha hakira is the equivalent of saying any day I don't know, I wasn't there, I don't know anything about the case. So that it's a part in hilchas Eidus that is considered an integral part, telling over about zman and mokum is considered a chelik atzmi of the hagodas Eidus. Of the Sipra Amais, if he doesn't know when it happened, where it happened, so it's kilo, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He has nothing to say. So is it a bark in Hilchas Eidus? Or no, the Pasuk writes, V'dorashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heita, keeps on writing a din on a requirement on the Bezdin. Maybe the word is that the Bezdin has no right to be Mekabal Eidus, it's a din in Kabbalah Eidus. Bezdin has no right to be Mekabal Eidus unless they demand Rishav HaKim, unless they interrogate the Eidim, and they ask the seven Shalas. So the Chara Dabel Chapta Nachkemina over here. In Mominus and in Nefashis, the Psak has to be given by a Bezin. So the Kabbalah Zedis has to be by a Bezin. You have to have a Bezin of three to mean the Kabbalah Zedis and Mominus and Nefashis. And Machloikis we learn. We need a Bezin of three, a Bezin of 23 for the Kabbalah Zedis. But it's clear the Kabbalah Zedis of Nefashis needs a Bezin. The Kabbalah Zedis of Mominus needs a Bezin. So since you need a Bezin for the Kabbalah Zedis, because you need a Bezin for the Psak, so Mimele, you need a Bezin for the Kabbalah Zedis. So of course there's a need for Jewish Hakira. What about by Saita Labaila? How much of a bezin do you need to pass in an issue of Saita Labaila? The answer is you don't need a bezin at all. There's no locha. If you have a chacham, shehigil or a tam chacham, who knows the dinim, he can pass in the din of Saita Labaila. So hasvara no senes, this is a machloikis in Eben Ezer. Let's say, how much of a bezin do you need to pass in an issue of an aguna? Whether the aguna is materis or not. The husband is missing for the last 2 years, now you find a dead body, and you don't know for sure whether this is him or not. Or an echad comes and he testifies, may he's barley, we're not sure about the detail. How much of a bezin do you need? The answer is you don't need a bezin. You don't need a bezin of three. It always makes sense to consult the other rabbanim as well, but strictly speaking, the halacha says, a chacham shehigil ha'iruach, he knows the halacha. He can pass it on his own. So that's why there's a long tshuva in the chalkis mechaykik, and Ebenezer, Simon Yudzayin, when you have an issue of an aguna, and you have a Gvias Eidus. You want to be Mekabal Eidus. What do the Eidim say? What did they see? What did they hear? What do they know about the case? Is there a halacha that Kabbalah Eidus always needs a Bezdin? Even though the Psak is not going to require a Bezdin. Is that a separate halacha? Kabbalah Eidus is a halacha. Always needs a Bezdin. Or maybe the Vart is no. Whoever is qualified to paskin on the case is qualified to be Mekabal Eidus. So moment is we need three for the Psak, so you need three for the Kabbalah Eidus. And the Fashis, we need 23 to Paskin, so you need 23 to be Mekabalatis. So maybe by Meis Baila, well, you don't need even a Bezin of three, it's enough one. So maybe the one is enough to be Mekabalatis. Maybe the Kabbalah Seidus doesn't need Bezin. Kabbalah Seidus perhaps is a function of the Psak. Whoever is empowered to Paskin is empowered to be Mekabal. So that's a Machloikis and Achreinim. That's the Chalkis. Machloikis has a long tshuva. Usually he doesn't have it, usually he just has Kamps. Here he has a long tshuva printed in. And Simon Yud Zayin and Ebenezer. That's the Simon about the Heter Agunas. So it could be over here, the same Vort, that since Saita Labaila doesn't require a Bezin even of three to Paskin. If you have a Chacham Shehigia Lohari knows the Dinim, so you can Paskin on his own. So it could be that the Kabbalah Seidus of a case of Saita will also not need a Bezin. So Mimele, if you don't need a Bezin, maybe they can argue the point that there's, like the Nadi Yehuda, Paskin Salah, there's no need for Kabbalah, for Drisha v'Hakira. Drisha v'Hakira could be it's not a din in Eidus. Drisha v'Hakira could be it's a din in Bezin's ability to be Mekabal Eidus. The Darashta, that's how the Rambam always writes. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the Minyan HaMitzvahs in the Arach HaZokah, and when the Rambam writes the din in Hilchas Eidus, he says, Mitzvah la Bezin Lidrash Malach Geras Eidus. He counts it as one of the Mitzvahs in the Targum Mitzvahs. He doesn't count it, it's a Prat in Hilchas Eidus. That Lo Yagid Ben Asabayna, whoever knows testimony has to come and testify. And he has to say everything that he knows in such a way that it should be acceptable, including the Zman HaMachman. It doesn't say like that. He counts it as a separate mitzvah on the Bez. Mitzvah la Bez and Lidrish v'lach ker seidim shenemar v'darashto v'chakarto, etc. So it could be that it's really a din of the Bez, and it's not a din on the Yedim. In fact, that's how there's a famous Rab Chaim writes like that in the Sefer. There's a Gemara in the second Perek in Gittin, where the Gemara says that when you write a get, you have to have this man. You have to write the date.
So
the Gemara raises the question, Mipnei ma tiknu zman begin. Mipnei ma, what prompted the Tanoim to institute this takona? It sounds from the Gemara that midday araisa, you don't need zman in the get. It's only a takana de rabbanon. The Gemara wants to know why. Mipnei ma tiknu zman begin. So it's machlek zav yechen reish lokish, is it mishum shemei chapal basa choysoi? Where is it? Adaf Yudzayin? Adaf Yudzayin. One opinion is Shema Yichapa Basachos, and one opinion is Mishum Peiris. The whole discussion, what prompted the Chachomim to make a Takon of Zman? So there's a famous Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis, at the beginning of Perek Echad Didi Mamres, where he asked Akasha, why is it a Takon of the Rabbana? We learn after the Pasuk, Echad Didi Mamres, Echad Didi Nefoshes, B'Drisha Mechakira. You always need Drisha Mechakira. In all cases, you need Drisha Mechakira. So what I get, signed by two witnesses, is like Dovish Abierva. So why shouldn't you need two aiden? Why shouldn't you need zman? Avadi needs zman min atera. Why is it only midirabbanim? So then the Muki Yesu gives an answer. Rab Chaim shloats up the answer. Rab Chaim shows that it's very schwer answer. So Rab Chaim has a very glut answer. Muki Yesu's answer is complicated. Muki Yesu says that min atera. Muki Yesu, beginning of Perek Echadidim Amis, says min atera, you really did need drishim hakira in all shtoris. But midirabbanan, when they cancelled the need for drisha hakira and didi mamonis, they cancelled also in gittin. And then the Gemara is asking, why did they reinstitute zmanim? Why did they bring it back again? Once they cancelled the mamonis and mele, they cancelled it in gittin. So they should have left it like that. Why did they bring it back? Why did they bring it back? So Rav Chaim has tinyus. He shows that it's not always gehalten. The details are not going to work out well. So what's taka the answer to the kasha? Why is man in the get only a takana derabon? Why isn't it needed for nater? Rav Chaim says no. Reish Lakish gives the answer. Reish Lakish has the famous memory. Edim hachsumim al ashtar. Nasa. Everybody knows. The children know. Nasa kamisha nechkeru edusam the bezdin. What does that mean? Rav Chaim says what it means is the following. Edim hachsumim al ashtar. Rav Chaim writes the Moshe. The Mishnah Gittin says he can write a get. He can sign the get balayla. We sign a ksuba balayla. Sign a chasana balayla. We sign a ksuba balayla. Rav Chaim asks, how can it be? But Kabbalah Seydus has to be by Yom. How can you have Kabbalah Seydus balayla? How can you sign a get balayla? Rav Chaim in the Seydus, so he says, the answer is obvious. He says, it's a joke. The answer is obvious. The halacha only requires Kabbalah Seydus balayla because there's no yeshiva's bezin balayla. You can't have a kviyas yeshiva's bezin balayla. But if you can imagine in your mind the hechetimtze, where you're going to make a trick, you're going to get it, you're going to have a dischal without any need for a bezin. Usually, we always think that Kabbalah Seydus has to be b'fnei bezin. If you can conjure up a case in your mind when you're going to have a Eidus is going to be chal without a bezin being kabbalah, then he says you can have that Eidus balayla also. So he says that's what every shtar is all about. Eidim achsumim al ashtar is nasa kemisha nechkeru Eidus in the bezin. It's chal, the Eidus is chal without a bezin. How do we know? You sign a shtar, you don't need a bezin. So he says if you don't need a bezin, a mele balayla is good. So a mele, if you don't need a bezin, you don't need drisha v'chakira either. That's exactly what Reish Lakish said. Nasa kemisha nechkeru. Those are mamish the words. Reish Lakish came to answer in the Muki Yosef's kasha. The Muki Yosef asked, why don't you need zman? And every shtar. So he says, Reish Lakish asked that kasha. And Reish Lakish answered, Eidim achzum al ashtar de Eidus ischal, without having to require a Kabbalah Seydus b'bez. If you don't need a Kabbalah Seydus b'bez, and say you don't need Yom, Laila is also good. You don't need Drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira is not a din in Eidus on its own. Drisha v'chakira is a din in the right of the bezin to be mekapli Eidus. That's what Rav Chaim writes in his sefer. So since by shtar, it's nasa kemishin, it's chal, the Eidus is chal, without a need for bezin, so the mele there's no need for nechkara. It's nasa kemishin nechkara. The Eidus is chal, ilu it would have been nechkara the bezin. Here it's chal without any need for bezin. That's Rav Chaim's answer. So if you say like that, then we can understand very well the Pesach of the Nevi Yehuda. How can anybody argue with the Rabbi Natan? Tosis says over here that when you're dealing with an issue of Soita Labaila, you have to have Drisha V'Hakira, just like in Mominus and Nefashis, you need Drisha V'Hakira. Soita Labaila also needs Drisha V'Hakira. Mamela, if the Adim say any Adeya, so you can't ask the Isha Labaila. So Nevi Yehuda says, yeah, it's very nice, we don't pass like the Rabbi Natan. There's a book in Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept this Rabbi Natan. Why not? The Rabbi Natan is not Gerech, no? So the answer is no. There's one big difference. Kabbalah Seydus of Mamas and Nefashis has to be Bifnei Bezin. Kabbalah Seydus always is a function of the one who has a right to Paskin. Whoever has a right to Paskin can be Mekabalah. So Mamas, you need a Bezin of three. to Paskins, they need a Bezna 3 to be Mekabalatus. The Nefashis need a Bezna 23. The issue of Pesach, they need a Bezna 23 to be Mekabalatus. Saita Labaila doesn't need a Bezna even of 3. You don't need a Bezna. Amayra Hiram. So if you don't need a Bezna, so there's no halacha, it's like Shtar. So if there's no halacha of Kabbalah, Sadis, the Bezna, so there's no halacha. But the Rash to the Hakarta, the Rash to the Hakarta is only a din mitzvah of Bezna, Lidish Velachir Said. That's part of the issue that's involved over here. But this is Takanagir Lala, where the Eid is Saita Labaila requires a Drishan of Hakim. Then there are. But they need one or three for what? Well, which case? Let's say Saita, for sure you don't need three.
Right.
No Shaila, Chacham, whoever knows the din. Aguna, to be Matam and Aguna Tassim also, you don't need three. No Shaila. No Shaila.
Right.
The Shaila is whether the Kabbalah's aid is regarding an Aguna, whether the Kabbalah's aid is regarding Saita Labaila, needs a Bezna of three. So that's a machloek. That's a din. That's a machloek. What's the issue? Is there an independent halacha that whenever you have a din of edus, whenever you require two kosher edus, you need a kabbalah edus bezdin? Oh no, who has the right to be a kabbalah edus is a function of who has the right to paskin. Whoever has the right to paskin can be a kabbalah edus. If a chacham is enough to paskin by aguna or by saita labayla, so he can be a kabbalah edus. Another thing, when you have, okay. I mean, you're just pointing out that a Saita doesn't need a Bezin, so obviously it's sufficient with an abstract Psak, you don't have to Paskin on this case. A Bezin Paskin's on this case. So that's a Chiddush HaTorah, that moment is in the Foshes, the Bezin, you require a Bezin to Paskin on this case. And an Issa the Heper, or Agunis, or Saita Labayla is enough just to Paskin an abstract. If such a case should come up, such and such would be the Din. You don't require that you should Paskin on this case, B'miuchim.
Right, so okay. Okay.
But if one should say that there's aloha and edus, whenever you need two kosher edim, so you have to have kabbalah edus with bezin, and then once bezin is required, then the bezin will have to have a drisha v'chakira. The bezin won't have the right to mimic kabbalah edus without a drisha v'chakira. That's a question what Aguna is. Okay. That's a question. Good enough. Okay. This Rabbeinu Tam learns the whole Gemara, not just the first line, not just the Mishnah, that the word Moitzi Shema means. He has to learn the whole Gemara differently from Rashi. So at one point, the Rabbeinu Tam really gets stuck. And the list who came to the Gemara. Tesis points out that Rabbeinu Tam is really a Deuche Godel. The whole Rabbeinu Tam is a Deuche Godel over there. So when you get to the last Shtikel of Gemara and test on the base, the Gemara says maybe the dispute between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, the boy is Eimo. And if you want it, you can say around six lines, seven lines from the top of test on the base. The boy is Eimo. If you want, you can say another Rukim to Pshat, that the Machlegas Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah where they need a Bezna of 3, a Bezna of 23 from every case of Moitzi Shema. It doesn't go on any and every case. No, it goes on a specific case and Rukim the case. Kimta means a special case, even though the Mishnah is written in a misleading fashion. Mishnah sounds like it's machlokes in all cases. Gemara says, no, it's in a kimta, one specific case. Namely, that there was a hakosh in bedikas. What do you mean hakosh in bedikas? So pasha pshat is that one witness contradicted the other. One witness says that the apples were green, the other witness says the apples were red. So Tesis has a problem over here. Getting involved with this Rabbeinu Tam, so why isn't there still a possibility that another two witnesses will come? If if somebody was mazen, the first two witnesses, then you're not concerned that there's no possibility, you're not concerned about the possibility that you're going to bring another two witnesses. If he brought eight, a sheker, who a huzmu, so it's highly unlikely he's going to bring another two witnesses. But if they just contradicted each other in bedikas, so maybe you'll succeed in bringing another two witnesses. It won't contradict each other in bedikas. So Rabbi Natan gets stuck with this. Tais explains why it's a kasha. We didn't even go into the explanation why it's a kasha. It has to do with the whole pshat nigmar. So the Rabbi Natan answers on Tesam and Beis. The answer within the Rabbi Natan, in the middle of the Tesis, there's a tiny letter Beis in parentheses. And Daf Tesam and Beis in Mamasko, the Pluk to the Ben Zakai. So there's a Bach there, has the letter Beis. The line below the Beis, he says, Inami, maybe the solution is the following. That the Gemara means to say, Ayri, Hachmaskino, is an Okimta on top of an Okimta. That the husband came with four witnesses. Not he came with two witnesses and they contradicted each other, the one against one, whether the apples are green or the apples are red. No, there are four witnesses. Such a far-fetched case. The four witnesses who say that the woman was Anna, two of the witnesses say the apples were red, two of the witnesses say the apples were green. So what's wrong with that? What's this halacha ben Zakkai? That ben Zakkai says, if there's a hakrash midik, so he says, in that case, we can't give any einish misa, and even if another pair of witnesses will come later, whatever they're going to say, they're going to be contradicted by two witnesses. What are they going to say later on? The apples, the chatela, no. What is Shita's Ben Zakkai over here? What did Ben Zakkai come up with in Ein Fah? That if the witnesses contradict each other in Bedikas, it's no good. Nah, Ben Zakkai said, you need a tziruf of the cut. The Eidim have to be mitziruf yachad. So if one of them says the apples are green, one says the apples are red, there's no tziruf. How can they blend in together? But Gival Gishin, if you have four witnesses, two of them said the apples were green, they all say the whole story is the same. 99% of everything is the same. And on the color of the apples, they contradict. So two say they were green apples, two say they were red apples. So this is one katedim that's good. There's one katedim that's good. Who state that Ben Zakkai holds? Says Rabbi Natan's going to get stuck later on the next daf, so he gives you already the solution. How is that? How in the world is that a solution? Why is it good? So I'm bottling him on. So the Chazanish has a comment on this. So he says, no, the Rabbi Natan also knows. Rabbi Natan also knows that if it's two against two, if you have trade, two witnesses say Horag, and two say Loi Horag, Allah is not good. Two witnesses say it happened on Tuesday, two witnesses say it happened on Wednesday. So you got a problem over here. But if two of them say it's green, two of them say it's red, so what's wrong? Each one has a tziruf kat. So he says that the vort has to be like this, Chazanish says. The din is that Eide Shiyat Yochal Azima is not acceptable, not mominous, not nefoshes, not Dovash of the Yerav. So he says the halacha is, if you have four witnesses, and they all say that everything shtim, except two say green, two say red. So you know, when Bezna's going to make a Gemar Din, who are they making the Gemara Din based on which two witnesses? It doesn't make a difference. No, it does make a difference. Later on, it will be Mazim then. The Din is you only get Kasha Zomam if it was Nigmar Din al Pihim. So if the Bezin knows for sure the woman. Says Rabbi Natan's going to get stuck later on the next daf, so he gives you already the solution. How is that? How in the world is that a solution? Why is it good? So I'm bottling him on. So the Chazanish has a comment on this. So he says, no, the Rabbi Natan also knows. Rabbi Natan also knows that if it's two against two, if you have trade, two witnesses say Horak, and two say Loi Horak, Allah is not good. Two witnesses say it happened on Tuesday, two witnesses say it happened on Wednesday. So you got a problem over here. But if two of them say it's green, two of them say it's red, so what's wrong? Each one has a tziruf kat. So So he says that the vort has to be like this. Chazanish says the din is that Eidah Shiyat Yochal Azima is not acceptable, not mominous, not nefoshes, not dovish of the yerah. So he says the halacha is if you have four witnesses and they all say that everything shtim, except two say green, two say red. So you don't. When Bezdin is going to make a gemar din, who are they making the gemar din based on which two witnesses? Doesn't make a difference. No, it does make a difference. Later on, it will be mazim then. The din is you only get kasha zomam if it was nigmar din al pihim. So if the Bezdin knows for sure the woman was mazan, but they're not sure which pair of witnesses they're giving the gemar din based on. So the chasidish says that in such a case, you can't give any Yiddish because the Edom are Edom Shiat Yochel Azimah. That's why it's no good, because the Bezin later on doesn't know themselves which Kat Edom the Gemar Din is based on. That's what the Rabbein and Tam said, that the witnesses are no good in such a case. The witnesses are good. There's nothing wrong with them. The witnesses are good. These two are Mitzur, if you have two said green are good, two said red. But Bezin later on can make a Gemar Din also, but they won't know which Edom the Gemar Din is based on. So then it'll turn out that once you have Trey of the Dikas, it's already an Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azimah. So the whole case is paralyzed. That's what the Chazon Ish suggests you have to say over here. Otherwise, he doesn't really understand why you should say that. Trey, Akash and Bedikas, why should it invalidate the whole case? Also, in just reading through the whole sugya, so the top tesis on Chesem Beis, this is just like a collector's item. It's just a Zaitige Ha'orah. The top tesis on the Chesem Beis, Rabbi Natan is teaching us the Gemara. So he has like this. The Gemara said on Amun Aleph, Kegoin, the Rabbi Natan, the top line of the tesis says, Kegoin, the Ichnif Chav Gimel Amedin Din in the Foshas. They gathered together at Bezna 23 to judge the case Din in the Foshas. And then somehow, Ivdur, the Gemara uses the Loshan, the Ivdur, and somehow the bottom line on Chesem Beis, they dispersed. So Tais wants to know, what did they disperse? Where did they go? Well, it's time for Shach, Minche. Where did they go? Why did they walk away in the middle? So Tais says, Ivdemach Masoinis, the third line in the top Tais is on Chesem Anoinis. Oh, Machmas Pachad. The girl's father threatens to kill him, like the Nerdy Behuda's case. The girl's father wanted to know who were the Aiden who said his daughter was Mazani, he's going to shoot them on the spot. So they were petrified, they didn't want to testify. They only testified on the condition of anonymity. They're afraid the man is going to murder them. That was part of the story also, a wild story he described. Either the Bezin ran away, Machmas Oynes, Machmas Pachat, Ola Hakmo Freyamelov, all of a sudden the king marched into town. Oh, Zoktesis Lemedidas Eglo Arufa. Where did they get that from? Where's Lemedidas Eglo Arufa? Where did that come in? So that's a Gemara later. I don't know why in the back, I looked in the back, they don't make any comment over here. That's a Gemara later, where the Gemara has the following discussion. Here on Yud Dalin on the days. Huh? You need some Hedvin Agoro, that's what's a Pella in this Tosis, Avada. Here, on Yud Dalin Amin Aleph, on the bottom, the last 10 lines on Amin Aleph. So the Gemara talks about the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. How many members of the Bez Nagodol? The Bez Nagodol has to send. Bez Nagodol is in Yerushalayim, in the Mishkas HaGozis, in the Beis HaMikdash. So they have to send a Bezdin to do the Medidas Egla Rufa, to measure Mordel Harman Shasvibes HaCholot, to see which city is the closer city, and which city has to bring the Egla Rufa. So there's Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara here, the last 10 lines, tells you the Machlokes of Yudah and Reb Shimon. How do you figure out from the Pesukim whether you need a Bezna of 3 or a Bezna of 5? Alright, Machlokes HaTanaim. Then, on Amud Beis, the Gemara raises a question on the top line on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah, the Loiki Haitan, the Mishnah said that it's enough with 3 or 5. Is against the following Tana of Lezim and Yankif Ham, Beviatz, Zikenechu B'Shevtech, Zikenechu Susan Hedvin. So the Gemara says, that it would appear possibly that according to this Tana, of Lezer ben Yankov, you got to have the whole Bezna Gadol of all 71. It's not enough 3, it's not enough 5.
need the whole bezin. So Gemara is not sure. Boilahu, does Ablaisa B'Yankif hold that you need all the whole Sanhedrin of 71 or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, about 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. Here there's a braisa that tells me the din of Zaken Mamar. If it's Zaken, if there's a Shaila, Dibrei Rivis B'Sharecha, Machloikis among the Rabbanim, and they go and they ask the Bezna Gordel, Bezna Gordel Paskins. So then the din is that no one is allowed to Paskin against the Bezna Gordel, and whoever Isha Shayasa, Bezodin, Bilkish Malakain, whoever Paskins against Bezna Gordel, is Chayb Nisa, that's a din of Zaken Mamar. So this din of Zaken Mamar only applies if you have the Psak was issued by the entire Bezna of 71. And they were in the Lishkas Hagazis at the time that they passed it. If Mitzoan Abeis Pagi, Toshma, the Gemara quotes around 10 lines from the top of Yudalan Beis, Toshma, Mitzoan Abeis Pagi, what if the Zokim Amre, presented he and his Chaverim, the Rabbonim, bumped into the Bez Nagorol, they weren't in the Lishkas Hagazis, they weren't in the Beis Hamikdash, they were Chutzli Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi means on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It's not a specific place, Beis Pagi just means the outskirts of whatever. Is Rashi quotes Chamor Beis Pageh. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia. Chamor with all of the harness on it, with the saddle, with everything that's all the trappings that hang on the Chamor. That's called Beis Pageh. Shalach Chamor, the two sugechepete things on the Chamor. So Beis Pagi means the suburbs of Yerushalayim. So if the Zaken Mamre with the other Rabbanim bumped into the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol, Chutz Lirushalayim, and they asked him the Shaila, and they gave him a Psak just like this, so then there's no din of Zaken Mamre, he's not going to be Chayv Nisa, because Malamet Shahamokim Gorim, says V'kamta V'yolis Alamokim, Malamet Shahamokim Gorim, that the Chiv Zaken Mamre is only if he paskins against them, if they issued the Psak when they were in the Lishkas Hagodes. So the Gemara Efrekta Shaila, what do you mean? All the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol left the Lishkas Hagazis, they're not allowed to do that. They're supposed to remain. If someone has to go to Beis Akisa, if someone has to go to the IRS or something, so one or two people can leave, but you don't have everybody leaves. The halacha says you have to have a minimum number of people. After 23 people have to stay. And the din of Zaken Mamre is only if the psak was issued by all 71. It's not going to be. So the Gemara, the braisa must be a libid of Rabbeinu Zeh Yankif. And the Bez Nagodol, the whole 71 members of the Bez Nagodol, they all left the Lishkas Hagazis in order to do Medina Segla Ruf. Sure. So this is an Okimta Pshat that the Gemara gave over here, because they have a Braisa that talks about Hechetimtze, that the whole Bez Nagodol left the Lishkas Hagazis and they're Chutz Lirushalayim. So I said, what do they do that for? They're not allowed to do that. So it must be that they went to Medina Segla Ruf, like Rav Lezer and Yankee. Sure. Gemara says, no, maybe they went out for another reason. So that's what Tosfos got the Zainfall from. The top Tosfos on Ches and Beis, they're trying to figure out, how do you have a case, Ichniv, they gathered together at Bezna 23, and all of a sudden, Ivdir, all of a sudden they all disappeared. What do you mean they disappeared? Tosfos, they didn't make a Gemar Din. They have no right to disappear. So Tosfos, either be Pachad Nisa, Moines, Kabbalah's Panei HaMelech, or it's a Tosfos, Lemdida, Segla Rufa, just like the Gemara. The Tela is, what's the Tzushtel? Rav Lezer Yankif is talking about the Bezna HaGodol. The Bezna HaGodol has to go to measure Medina Segla Ruf. Here we're talking about a Bezna of 23. So what do you mean the Bezna 23 went to do Medina Segla Rufa? They don't do the Medina Segla Rufa. The Bezna HaGodol 71 does the Medina. Very Megumgum in Tosfos. Very Megumgum. They could have said differently, not for the Medina of Egla Rufa. They could have said for the Egla Rufa itself, because the Pasuk says that when you do an Egla Rufa, so the Bezn has to say, Adena lo shavchor sadama zeveinen el aro, then the Kohanim say, Kapa le'am chisol shepadis Hashem. So how much of a Bezn do you have to have? To say, Adena lo shavchor sadama zeveinen el aro, so the Rama, and the Mishnah says, Ein moedidim el le'ir sheyesh bo Bezn. The Mishnah says in Saita, Perek Egla Rufa, you only measure to a city that has a Bezn, because if you don't have a Bezn, then it's not shach to have Yotzezek and Echa. You can't have the Bezn say Yodena L'shav Chosadam Azeh. So on that Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The Shev Shmaitza has a whole shtick on this. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, how much of a Bezn do you need? So Rashi teaches a Bezn of 3, you have to have a Bezn of 3. And the Rambam says, no, you have to have a Bezn of 23. If the city doesn't have a Bezn of 23, then the whole thing of Egla Rufa doesn't apply. You measure to the other cities that do have a Bezn of 23. So maybe that's what Tosfos meant to say, but the way it's printed in Tosfos, Lemedida Segla Rufa, that's Megumgum, not Lemedidas. Maybe they meant to say the Bezna 23 went to do the the ceremony of the mitzvah of the arifas egla rufa, but not the medina. Samad naloshin etes. Pardon me? Yes, so you don't need all three, you see. So you only need three or five. Here Tesis just wants to have a case. If you started with 23, how come some of them disappeared? You can remain with 20, but 20 is not 23. So they say, why did anybody leave? So they say, something came up. So they give Hechetim to Medina Seglaruf. So Medina Seglaruf is the Lashon HaZmiru. Okay. The other Tesis when we learned the Gemara, maybe we'll go to the next Sugya. Start the next sugya in the Gemara. We're up to Tess on the days. To have Tess on the days in the Gemara. Right in the middle of on the days. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has the following din. A hemshech from the Hechatimsef, from the Rabbeinu Tam's case. The traditional case of Moitzei Shemesh. Hevi Abal Eidim Shezinsa. The husband brings two witnesses that his wife was Mazana. The Hevi Ha'avedim Hizimun Liyevi Abba, the traditional case, normal case of Moitzei Shemesh. And the father brings two witnesses, two witnesses appear on their own. You don't need the father to bring them. And they are mazim the Eidei Habal. Now the Eidei Habal were attempting to give Misa, to give a death penalty to the Eishes Ish, falsely. So the Dinas Vasisim Lo Kashisam Maslocha. They testified that the woman was Mizana, so they're going to, number one, give her Misa, if it'll really work out like that. And number two, Mafsid Havikzubit, if she was Mizana Tachas Baiva, so she ruined the marriage. They have to get divorced because of her fault. And then she loses the Ksubit. So now that you're Mazin the Eidim, so you should really say, Vasisim Lo Kashizamam Lasas Lochah, they were trying to give her Misa, to give them the Yernish Misa. And they were trying to be Mafsid her the amount of Ksubit, so you should make them pay the amount of Ksubit. So Rav Yosef says, no, you say, Kom Levi the Rabbinate. If Heli Ha Beidin Hizimum the Eidi Habal, two witnesses come and they're mazim, the first pair of witnesses, Eidi Habal Meherogim the Eimishal Mamun. You don't make them pay the mamun in addition to getting the Yernish Misa. That's always the thing of Kom Levi the Rabbina. Whenever a person simultaneously becomes Mechuyev mamun and Misa, so we say that Bezin only gives the Yernish Misa and they don't make him pay the mamun. So that's the same over here. And then Rabbi Yosef continues, what if the story is not over? What if Chazda the Hevi Habal Eidim Hizimun the Yedi Ha'av? Well, it gets complicated. The husband brought two witnesses who testify that his wife was Mazana during Eris, and then the father brings two witnesses who are Mazim the Yedi Habal. Now the husband brings another two witnesses who are Mazim the Yedi Ha'av. So it comes out that the first pair of witnesses were telling the truth. So the wife Taka gets the Einish Misa. But back where we started again, the wife gets the Yernish Misa and she loses the Ksuba. And the second pair of witnesses who are mazim falsely, they were mazim falsely, the first pair of witnesses, we were just mazim then. But they were telling a lie. So they were trying to do a lot of things. They were trying to give the first pair of witnesses an Yernish Misa. Because they said the first pair was trying to give Misa to the woman, Shalaikidin. So they were trying, so the second pair of witnesses were trying to give an Yernish Misa to the first pair. So Basis Mlakashazan Lasis Liochiv, so you give this second pair of witnesses an Einish Misa. But the second pair of witnesses also, if the story would have ended there with the second Katedim, they would have been Mechayv the Baal, Malkus, and Meor Kesef, and Veloisi Eliyisha. So Veloisi Eliyisha, you can't do Kashazan, what, they have to marry his wife. It's not Shai Veloisi Eliyisha. But the Malkus, they were trying to give Malkus to the husband. And they were trying to make him chayiv the mayor kesef. So you have three things over here. So what do you do? They were trying to give Misa, the second cop were trying to give Misa to the first cop. Shaloi kedin. Truth of the matter is the first cop were telling the truth. So the second cop were trying to give Misa to the first cop and trying to be mafsid the baal mayor kesef and trying to give the husband malchus. So what, are we going to give them such a package? We're going to give them such a package that they have to below see Elisha is out of the question. So we're going to give the second cut, Eidim Misa and Malkus and Mammon. Misa and Malkus and Mammon. So that is Mistama, there's a little, is there an issue of Kamla with the Rabbine here or not? So that's where Rabbi Yosef comes up with an Ein Kof. He says, Chos v'hevi abaleh v'nizim l'eri ha'av, Edi Ha'ab, second pair of Edim, on the Harogim U'Mishalim Mamon. You don't apply Kom Levi the Rabbi Neir. Why is that? Because Mamon Lazer, when the Fashas Lazer, he says there's an exception to the rule. Even though you have a whole Sugi and Ksubis in the middle of Eilat Naris, and so many Psukim that indicate that there's such a principle of Kom Levi the Rabbi Neir, that if one becomes Bechid Nisa and Mamon simultaneously, you only give him the Nisa, you don't give him the Mamon. Over here it's an exception to the rule because the second cat were attempting to give Nisa to the first cat, and they were attempting to make a Hefzid Mamon to the Baal. So since they're two different people, so you don't apply the principle of Kom Levi the Rabbi Neir over here. So this is Taisus Kasha, there's a little Taisus over here. Mamon Lazer and the Fashas Lazer. Mamon Lazer and the Fashas Lazer. So Taisus says there's a Kasha, and they explained it somewhere else. Mefurish B'makam Achad, the little Taisus. In Ketzer Deregel, the Gemara tells such a story. I burned down Haserf Gedisha Shel Chaver of the Shabbos. I burned down your barn on Shabbos. So I'm Chayiv Nisa for being Mechal Shabbos. Havar is one of the Lamed Tesov is Malachas. So I'm Chayiv Nisa for the Malach of Havar. I'm Chayiv Mamon for being Mazik your barn. I was Mavsit you the value of the barn. So the Mishnah says, you say, Kam Levi the Rabbi. Haserf Gedisha Shel Chaver of Yom Kippur does pay. Because Yom Kippur, there's no Misa, there's only Chorus. The Chorus, you don't say, Kam Levi the Rabbi. Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akonah says that Chorus also, Hayoisis Yom Kippurim Tishabbos, says the same. But the Mishnah doesn't pass like Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akonah. We distinguish between Chorus and Misa. But if you have Sarab Gedishas or Chaveir B'Shabbos, then you say, Kam Levi the Rabbi Minei. So the Mishnah there has the following case. What if I burn down your barn, not on Shabbos, on a weekday, I burn down your barn, but there's an Eved Kenayni who's tied up, or any human being, loved African Eved Kenayni, there's a person tied up over there. So when I burn down the barn, the Eved Kenayni gets killed also. So the Gemara says, just like if I burn your barn on Shabbos, it's Kom Levi the Rabbi Minei. So if I burn down your barn, and an Eved Kenayni is tied up and he can't run away, so he gets killed. So I'm Chayiv Nisa for murder. I murdered the Eved Kenayni. I know in advance there's an Eved Kenayni there. So I'm Chayiv Nisa for the murder. So you say, Kom Levi the Rabbi, I don't have to pay for the whole barn. So the Gemara says, and even though the Eved Kenayni doesn't belong to the owner of the barn, Bigdi Dechad, Bavda Dechad, the Gemara says, the Gedi, the whole Hepsid moment of the barn, that's Reuben's barn. And the Eved Kenayni belongs to Shimon, they're totally two different people. And one might have thought that Kom Levi the Rabbi, he shouldn't apply if it's Mamon Lazer, Nefashos Lazer. But that's what the Gemara says. Despite the fact that it's Mamon Lazer, Nefashos Lazer, you still do say Kom Levi the Rabbi. So Mamish, the exact same language. Even though it's Mamon Lazer, Nefashos Lazer, you do say Kom Levi the Rabbi. Our Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef that you don't say Kom Levi the Rabbi. So this is Taisus Kasha. So they say, Mefurish B'Makam Achad, means in Baba Kama, Dav Chabay, Dima Maskot Big D. Taisus quotes the two. It's a famous topic. So Taisus discusses the topic over there. So Bolinetta, next week, we'll discuss that topic. Maybe tonight we'll just cover the other Taisus. Edi Hob Ne'erogim or Mishalman Moment. The other Taisus. Even though this is the longer one, and this Moment is then a shorter one, this is not short, this Moment is then a big, gigantic Taisus in Baba Kama. This is the easier one, is this little Taisus, Edi Hob. So Taisus raises the following question. When the second pair of witnesses came, and they were mazin, the husband brings two witnesses and testify that Ishto Zinsa during Eris, and then the father brings two witnesses who are mazin, the Edei Habal. So we say, look, they were trying to give an Einish Misa to the first pair of witnesses. They were trying to give an Einish Misa to the first pair of witnesses. No. The next case. What was the second case again? The third pair of witnesses were Mazim, the second pair, who in turn were Mazim, the first pair. So the second pair of witnesses were trying to give an Einish Misa to the first pair, and they were also trying to be Mafsid the Baal to make him pay the Meir Kesef. So the Gemara discusses, what do you do? So Taisus Frek Takasha, we have a Gemara later that sounds like it says that Eidim Zaymimim only get the punishment Basis Malak HaShazamam if it would appear, if it's pretty clear that that's what they were plotting. If you have to be able to read their mind and know that that's what they really had up their sleeve. That was their plan. They really planned to do that. But if, let's say, it's unclear what they had in mind, and they can tie it later on, Lo Yisrael Bailabonu, we didn't really have that in mind. And it's not Mukhaf from the testimony that they gave. If they say, the witnesses testify, and Eishes Ish was Mezane, and we warned her, don't be Mezane, we're going to give you Misa. So obviously they're trying to give a Misa. But what if the witnesses say, we watched Benesha's Sish, who was Mizana, and they don't say that they gave any Hasra. And there are some rare cases that you can give a woman Misa without any Hasra. If you hold Chavarim and Tzara Hasra, they all like that Tana, so they don't know that she's a Chavera. They say, we watched Benesha's Sish Mizana, so what did you come to testify? So maybe they came to testify, the Esra Baimah, not the L'chai B'misa. So the Gemara says later on that there won't be any Kasha Zomam, they won't get any Kasha Zomam, and Mele, you won't be able to rely on such Edom to give Misa because it will be an Edish Yati Ochel Azim. If ultimately you'll be Mazim, then you won't be able to give him the Yonish Kasha Zomam. So Tais Aspekta Kasha over here, based on what it says later in the Gemara in Dachna and Aleph, that you only give Kasha Zomam where it's clear that that's what they had up their sleeve, that's what their plan was, to give this Misa. But if it's unclear that that's what they had in mind, then there's no Kasha Zomam. So Fektos is over here. The second pair of witnesses, the first pair, the third pair is Mazim, the second pair, when term is Mazim, the first pair. So when the third pair is Mazim, the second, we give the second pair Kasha Zomam. Now what do they have in mind? Who says that they had in mind to give Einish Misa to the first pair of Eidim? Maybe they just wanted to make the husband Chayiv Malkus and Mammon, and the Lois Elisha. They don't say what they had in mind. They just say Imano Hayisim. They come and they say about the first pair of witnesses Imano Hayisim Boso Yom Umokam Acher. They just amazim them. What are the results of the testimony? All kinds of results. Who says necessarily that they knew all the results of what's going to happen? So the answer is a pasuk in Chumash. They should have realized what the results are going to be. That the first pair of witnesses are going to get the Yonish Misa because of Kasha Zomam. Maybe they don't know Chumash. Maybe they don't know what it says in the Chumash. So that's what Tosfos asks. Tema, who says that the second pair gets Kasha Zomam of Misa? Maybe they didn't even know that that's the din. That's Tosfos Kasha. And the Gemara seems to say later, Adaf Mem Aleph, that whenever the Eidim can dray their way out, and kind of that they didn't have that in mind, they didn't have these evil intentions, then there's no Kasha Zomam. It's only Basisim La Kasha Zomam, whatever they were plotting, whatever evil they were plotting to do. But if they can taina their way away, taina their way out of it, Lo Yisrael Baila Bonum, then there's no Kasha Zomam. So the truth of the matter is, Taisa says, V'yishloima, it's not so. What's exactly the answer of Taisa? It could be that Taisa says, it's obvious. It's obvious that that's what's going to happen, could be. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said from his father a different teretz on the kasha. And that's why I was magdim before, the Gemara in Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph has a double machlekes hatanoim. One machlekes that we discussed, and did in the fashas the Eidim have to testify totally dibra b'tshadim. Did in Mominus is a machlekes of Nasan Nachachamim, and we pass them, they don't have to testify totally dibra b'tshadim. What does it mean? Zeh bohayom meid, v'chaber bohayom l'mochar meid. And an echad can come and testify today that Reuven owes Shimon $100, all by himself. And if tomorrow another Eid Echad will come, a week later another Eid Echad will come, so two Eid Echads are good to be Maitzi Mam. You don't have to have that they should testify. Sure. That's the one Machlegis of Nasan Nachacham. So Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the Gemara, Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, Nigrei Nashas, refers you to a Shtikol Torah that the Shagasariya has. Shagasariya wrote a Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, it's called Turi Yevon. So he has a kasha on Daf Chav Gimel on this Gemara. In fact, a kasha, and then he teaches pshat in the Gemara like that. If an Eid Echad, what's the din? If I have a din Torah with someone, I say you owe me $100 and you deny it, and I bring an Eid Echad who says that you owe me $100. So what's the din? Chayv Shvua. You're not Chayv Moment. If I would bring two witnesses who say you owe me the money, then you got to pay your Chayv Moment. If I bring Eid Echad, we're only Chayv Shvua. In fact, a kasha, how can we pass like Reb Nosson? How can he say like that? Zeh bo yom ha-meid, v'chaber bo lamoch ha-meid. But the one who came today, if later on will be Mazim the Eidim, he can tighten his way out and say, I didn't have a mind to make him pay, I just wanted to make him swear. So let him swear to the truth. I just wanted to harass him a little bit. The guy's going to swear on a sefer Torah that he doesn't owe the money. He'll be potter. I didn't come to be Mazim. If they both come together and it may it. They both walk into Bezin together, so it's clear to the Bezin that they're trying to be mops at the moment. But the guy comes all by himself, Zeha Bayom Meir, Vahavera, Vahavera, Machor Meir. So isn't this an Eidah She'iyat the Yochala Hazima? The Eid Echad who came today, and the Eid Echad who comes tomorrow, you say, how did I know that there was another Eid Echad who came yesterday? The guy comes today and says, how do I know there's going to come another Eid Echad tomorrow? I didn't have in mind Lahavsi the moment, just Lachai Vishvua Bosi. That's the Shagasariya has a whole pilfer on this guy. Is it a kasha? Is it not a kasha? Has a whole discussion. Rav Soloveitchik said once in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he didn't think that it was a kasha. He said, that aloha that comes from Daf Mem Aleph, the Oisrael Bailabon, or what Taisa said, it's not a vort. It's not a vort because the aloha requires, you have to read his mind, you have to know psychology, what do they have in mind? No, that's not the vort. It's a Xeris HaKosov, it's based on a posik. There's a pasuk that says, "Vasisim lekashezamam lasois leochiv." Why does it say leochiv? Let it say lachaveiroi. So the Gemara has a drasha leochiv v'lo lachoisa. Leochiv v'lo lachoisa at the end of Sanhedrin, and the first daf in Makkos. What does it mean leochiv v'lo lachoisa? Where do you have? What does no kashezamam? If witnesses came to testify about a woman, so there's no din of kashezam. Only if they came to testify against the man falsely, testified against the woman, isn't it? The Gemara says no. It goes in a special case. The din is that a bas koyin shezinso gets strafe. A regular eishes shezinso doesn't get strafe. Either gets chenek if she's in a sua, or gets skila, whatever. And a bas koyin shezinso gets strafe. This halacha that the bas koyin shezinso gets strafe, so the Gemara says that's only the woman, the bas koyin. The man with whom she's mezana doesn't have that chiddush that he gets strafe. He gets the regular eishes, whatever happens to be, let's say chenek. He gets either chenek or skila. We once discussed when does this chiddush din apply? That a bas koyin shezinso gets rafe. Is it only the su? Is it only arusa? Is it both? There are three shitas in the Tanoi. But whatever it is, the boyel doesn't have this special thing. The boyel gets the regular misa. So the Gemara says that that's the vort in the pasuk. Kashizamam lasis la'achiv la'achiv la'achoisai. If the witnesses testify that a bas koyin was nazana and then the huzmu, so you don't give them srefa. Kol azanim imagdimim li'oisa misa. Whenever you give kashazam and they get skila, sreifa, harag, v'chenek, whatever they try to give to the baldover, chutz mizalim v'askayin boyalo, that they don't get sreifa. Even though they're trying to give her sreifa, they don't get sreifa, they get the plain old chenek, or the plain old skila, whatever the tana happens to be, all machlek zatana, they don't get. So Taisus writes a sofik, Taisus in the first daf and Marcus writes a sofik. What does that mean? Does that only apply when they kol azanim v'akdimim leos amiso? Whenever Edom Achayv Kashazam, they get whatever Misa they try to give, is Skila Skila, Sreifa Sreifa, Herik Herik, Chenik Chenik, whatever it was. Exactly Kashazam. Chutz, except for the Kezamim, Baskoin, Uboyala. What does that mean? Only if they were made on both, on the Baskoin Shezinso, that she's Chayv Sreifa and he's Chayv Chenik, so then you only give them Chenik. What if they were only made on her? He said she was Mizana with a cotton, a kid before Bar Mitzvah, so he's not going to get any Misa. The boil is not going to get any misa. Or they say she was mizana with someone, we don't know who it is. He ran away, we don't know who in the world it is. So they're only coming to give her misa. So Taisus is mesubik. Maybe in such a case, they would get sreifa. Maybe the halacha only says, lochiv alalachas doesn't mean that you never get sreifa. Eidim zanim iman abaskoin never get sreifa. Special din of sreifa is only for her. There's no din of kashazama. No. If they were made on both of them, on the boil and the isha, and it's a toss-up, which one should you get? And normally, Yechayv to Mises give the Yoinish HaChomer. So here it's an exception to the rule. So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik says, according to that day in Taisus, Kum Tais, that's what the Xeris HaKosov tells you. If Eidim give a Haggadah Seidus, and it's really a Haggadah on two different things. It's an Eidus on the boil and Eidus on the Isha. And one Eidus should get a Kasha Zomam of Sreif, or one should get a Kasha Zomam of Chenek. So that's the halacha that is Nidin Bekala. Usually, whenever you have two misses, need machamura. Mishan is chayv b'shnei misses, need machamura. It is a pasuk. Whenever there are two kasha zamams, so you don't give both. You don't give both. You give them if it's a kasha zamam on two different edoyas, two different edias, then you only give the kasha zamam for the kal. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said to Shem Ramoshin. Maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. Not that we read their mind to figure out what were they plotting. No, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Seder. Ain leidim zamim mishkogel lefishem b'maisa. Eidim zamim don't need any hasra. Even b'shoigig they're going to get the einish. So what does the Gemara say? Lo Israel b'ilabona they can tie noise that we didn't have that in mind. We don't care what you had in mind. It doesn't matter. Even b'shoigig you're still going to be chayim. So what's takap pshat in the Gemara? Lo Israel b'ilabona according to the Rambam he says even b'shoigig they're chayim. That's what Moshe said. It doesn't mean they can tie it the way out. Mitoch she'chaylem loymar lo Israel b'ilabona they can tie it that we didn't have that. It doesn't matter what they had in mind. What it means is that they gave a Haggadah that contains two different adios. They said the woman was Mizana. That's an Eidus on Le'osal Bailo, and it's also an Eidus on Le'chaiva Misa. So whenever you have one Haggadah that has two different adios, you only give the Oynish of the cow. You don't give the onesh of the chametz. That's the gzeres hakasuv liyochiv v'lo achoisa. That's what it means. But over here, it's not a haggadah seiris that has. It's not one haggadah that has two different adias. It's all the same thing. The Adam here, the Adam come, and Eidecha comes and he says, he's chayv $100. What is it going to help? He's going to tie him. I didn't have a mind to make him pay. I just wanted to harass him that he's going to have to swear a shvud derais and a sefer. I wanted to annoy him. He's really potter, but I just wanted to... We don't care what you had in mind to annoy him. You were giving an edus that the guy's chayv mamon. Your edus was that he's chayv mamon. There are no other... The result will be that Bezim will only be mashbia him. But the token of the edus is that the guy's chayv mamon. So it doesn't matter what you're going to pshet your way out of it. Even the shegi, you're also chayv kasha zama. So the same over here on this Tesis Kasha. Tesis on Tesama basis, Babi with the Kasha. Tesis asks, let the second cat taina. We didn't know, innocent. We didn't have a mind to give the Anish Misa to the first. We didn't know that there's such a din of Kasha. No. We knew that there's a din of Maitzi Shemra. We wanted to be Machayev, the husband, the Meir Kesef. We weren't plotting to make him. So you can say the answer is, The only time this halach applies leocha v'lalachos is if you have one haggadah that contains within it two different edoyas. Here it doesn't contain two different edoyas. It's one haggadah with one edus. It's mamish one edus over here. So you give him the whole edus, kasha zama. The special gzeres hakosuv. The vort of leocha v'lalachos does not mean that we're trying to figure out what did they have in mind. We don't care what they had in mind. The Rambam writes, even b'sheigig dechai. Ein leilim zem mishkova. The Rambam wrote, l'fish ein b'maisa. There's no din of b'sheigig. The Gemara just meant a special Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov doesn't apply in this case. That's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. We have the din in this week's Sedra, the Hayroa Shoah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu he should introduce Bnei Yisrael to the idea of Matan Torah. So he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, you should say exactly like this. And then when he concludes, he says, Eile hadvarim, asher tedaber al b'nei Yisrael. So he writes, Eile hadvarim, Rashi writes, lepochus v'lo yoyis, you shouldn't change anything. Of course you shouldn't change it. What's the chiddush? So the Chazal are driving in a very important lesson. It's relevant for all the Rabbanim. We know Chayav Adal Noyim of Losh and Rabba. We have to say over the halachas accurately. Shouldn't be Mishanim. But not only is Chayav Adal of Losh and Rabba on the halachas, the same is true on the Hashkofa. When you're talking about the Hashkofa Sater, it's even more so. Not also true. It's even more so. So the Rebbe Shlom said, when you present the idea of Judaism, what we stand for, he wasn't saying any halachas, just introducing there's going to be a Matan Torah. There was just the Yitzias Mitzrayim in the conclusion. This is all Hashkofa. He says it has to be exactly Keloshen Azeh, Loipochus V'Loyoseh, Keseder Azeh. You shouldn't be Mishana the Seder, you shouldn't be Mishana the Loshen, Loipochus V'Loyoseh, not to add on and not to detract anything. Many Rabbanim feel that they want to present Yiddishkeit to a modern crowd, so they present it a little differently. So Nishkin Nafkimina Aloch Lamaisa, they're going to say over the Dinim correctly anything. The Hilchas Shabbos is going to be the same, the Hilchas Kash is going to be the same. Just you present it, you puts a little bit Yiddishkeit. That's what the Torah says, that no, when we say over the Hashkofa, you have to say the Hashkofa accurately, exactly. Kiloshen Azet, of course, if the people don't understand Loshen HaKadosh, you have to say in Yiddish. If they don't understand Yiddish, you got to say in English, whatever. You have to say the Loshen that they understand. But you're not supposed to be Mishana, the Masoira of the Hashkofa either. The Hashkofa is even more important than Aloch. That's an important lesson for all of us.
It's
not that they can tie it that it was a shaykh. The Rambam said it doesn't matter what they had in mind, even if it's clear that it was a shaykh. The point is halachic, there is a cost of loch, whenever you have one haggadah that contains two edoyas. If they, let's say, if they'll testify that Eishus is Dinsen, we gave a hasrua. So that line, we gave a hasrua, that's a haggadah that only has one edus in it. That's only an edus for Nisan. that line hasra, that's not not because if they say we gave a hasra, it's a dead giveaway that they plan to kill him. It doesn't matter what they plan. The hagoda that we gave hasra, that's a hagoda that's only negayat the visa. That's not negayat the loisva balabam. But if you have the hagoda that they gave, it can either be, it's both an edus on loisva balabam and also an edus on chiyuv nisa. So then what you have, right, Loisu ala bala and the Nisa by the Isha Chaverish and so Hasra. So then that's the halacha that we learn from the pasuk. Whenever you have one hagorah that has two edoyas contained in it, you give only the Yonash Akal, not the Yonash Akal. So the same he said by Yerechot, by Momin. Yerechot comes and says, he's going to tie the rock Lachai Bishwar Basit. I don't care what his intention is going to be. It could be that he only wanted to harass him. He's going to swear to the truth. I'm saying, it doesn't matter. The Maisa, he gave the Hakkadah, that has only one Eidus. The Eid comes to be Mechayi Mom. The token of the Eidus, the Hakkadah and the Eidus is only for Mechayi Mom. The Bezin may not be able to act on that. The mice of the Bez will only be Mechayi for sure. We can tell you that that's what they have. We don't care what you have. Over here, you can't really say when the first cut was Mazen falsely, when the second cut was Mazen, the first cut, and they say, Imanu Hayisa. So what is that? That's a Hagadah that has two different Eidoyas in it. It's one Eidus. It's only one thing. Have different ramifications, have different, I don't care what the Adam are. I don't care what the Adam are. This special halacha.
They're saying Imanu Hayisa, so they're Mechayiv the Isha, Mechayiv the Eidus Mitzah.
So Bezna does whatever has to be done. So Bezna will be Mechayiv the Isha Mitzah. Bezna will make the Baal Pei Mam, but the Haggadah doesn't say anything about either. The Haggadah doesn't say the first cut is Chayiv Mitzah. The Haggadah doesn't say, he only gave one Haggadah say this. It doesn't contain any, it doesn't contain two different Eidoyas. Doesn't contain anything.
The Oishra Bala is two different Eidoyas.
Two different Eidoyas.
That's what they said.
They said, Isha Zinsa Tachas Baila. So that statement contains within it two different Eidoyas, an Eidus on Kiyad Nisa and an Eidus on the Eishra Bala. So that's Xeris HaKosa that you give, the Yonah Shabbat.
The whole thing sounds like the Talmud Torah has something. This whole model sounds like the Talmud Torah has something by giving them an opportunity to say, Lola Zahit Kaban.
Right. That's exactly. So it's Dr. Tell, how can the Gemara say, Techshicham lo Yisra Baila Bon? Even Meshoygeg there should be saying. So that's why Rabbi Moshe said you have to reinterpret. My salvation is to reinterpret the Gemara. It doesn't mean they can dray their way out of it that we didn't have that anymore. It doesn't matter what they have
anymore.
It's a Xeris HaKosu that whenever they give a Haggadah that contains two Eidoyas, you only give Lochi B'lalachos, you only give on the Yonah Shachar.
Spoke
last week, 2 weeks ago, spoke a lot about that.